I'm gonna. All right, everybody. Our first prayer lead is not in, so I'm going to go with our next prayer lead, Sister Pat. Are you ready? I know it's not your time, but I'm asking you to go forth at this time. Are you here, Sister Pat? Sister Pat, are you here? Okay, Sister Cynthia, are you here?
Yes,
do you
I'm
want
here.
To use someone else? Okay.
It looks like she's in, but she's not talking. But I'm going to let Sister Cynthia go forth at this time. Let me mute the line, Sister Cynthia, first.
Okay.
And then you can go forth.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia. And my word comes out of Psalms 19:4. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly you are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you and we praise you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for your bloodshed covering that covered us all night long. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do in our lives, God. We give you glory because you're worthy, because we know that you're the only true and living God. We know that you're the only God that answers according to your word. And so, God, we thank you because in your word it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. What is my mouth saying? What is my heart meditating on, God, but you, Lord, that, God, you would be pleased with what comes out of our mouth, because you said that blessing and cursing should not proceed out of the same mouth. What's in a man's heart, that will he speak. And so, God, we thank you because, God, we know that these are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on, what I pray about, what I speak about according to your word, because I know you said, if I give you your word, it should not come back void, but you would answer, because you answer to what you know. You answer, God, to what you put in the word. And so we thank you and we praise you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you will supply the needs, every need that exists on this line. I pray, God, that you would cover Brother Barry. I pray, God, that Sister Pat and all that's on this line today is lead. Lord, that you will cover us, that you will help us, that you will be able to be with us, God, and support whatever is going on in our lives. Because, God, sometimes things come up. But we know that we have you. We know that you're the rock in our life. We know that we're standing on firm foundation. And we know, God, that when we wobble and tumble this way, you got us, Lord. And so we thank you for it. We thank you, God, that you have cattle on a thousand hills. We thank you, God, that we can have just one of those cattle, God. We know, God, that if we come to you and seek you, because you're all-knowing, God, you already know what's going on in our lives. We don't really have to tell you because you know. And so, God, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And then all those things that we keep trying to get, they're going to be added anyway. And so, God, we have to seek you. We have to reach out to you because you are our help in the time of trouble, God. You're there. And no matter if it's a little thing or a big thing, you're there. You're always there, God. Always there. Caring about us, even when we don't care about ourselves, you care, God. You love us, Lord. You love our children, God. Because you gave us the children, Lord. And we was to give the children right back to you. Because, God, we didn't have a blueprint. We just went by what we knew. And so, God, you covered us. You protected us. And we're thankful today. We're grateful today. Even when we go through in our body, we know you as a healer. Because we know that sickness and disease don't belong in our bodies. But the enemy tries to attack. But we got to keep speaking the word. We got to keep calling those things that's not as though they already were. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we can't become fearful because you said that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We have to continue to keep a sound mind because you said those to keep their mind on you, that you will keep our mind in perfect peace where the enemy won't be able to come in and distract us and begin to show us things that we begin to speak. And then we begin to crumble. We begin to fall because we're not speaking what you told us to say. Because, God, we thank you that we are covered under the blood. Everything is in the blood. And so, God, we thank you for our lives. We thank you, God, for covering our family. We thank you, God, for answering your word. We thank you, God, that when we're going through, you show us a way out. You deliver us and set us free, that we don't have to be in bondage. But when we begin to eat the whole word and let it get down on the inside, Lord, when we open our mouth, it's going to give you glory. It's going to give you praise. It's going to give you honor because you're worthy. And we thank you, God, for being worthy in our lives. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you, God, that when we cry out, the answer comes. We thank you, God, that we can stand in the hallway. And as we're standing in the hallway, God, we're giving you praise and we give you honor because praise confused the enemy. So if we're giving you the praise and the glory and the honor while we're waiting on you, the enemy is confused because he felt like we should have been whining and we should have been complaining. But we're not, God. We're waiting on you because you're the only one that has the answer. And even we're calling people and we're telling them, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. But we're not waiting on you. We're not seeking you, God. We're not exempt from going through. Trials and tribulations going to come. But you said, God, that you would deliver us from them all. We got to believe you. We got to believe your word. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. We can't walk in unbelief and believe. We got to believe one or the other. But we know, God, if we study in your word and we seek in your face and we're turning our plate over and we're calling out to you, we know, God, that you're going to answer because you said in your word that you showed us who you were. And you said, even the wise ones, I didn't show it to them, but I gave it to you. Because everybody don't know who you are. So we are grateful in our heart to know who you are. So nobody can come along and try to bring another gospel. We can't say, in God's speed. No! You don't have truth. You don't have the truth. We got to be able to stand and know, I believe in what I believe in. Nobody going to come and persuade me to go another way. Because you said if any man come to us and they don't bring this word, they are accursed, God. We got to know our word so we don't be listening to people that's not telling the truth, but you sent us men and women of God to teach us, God, where we can learn And so I come against the lazy spirit that would try to keep us from learning about you, God, even if we have to play the work. Because your word said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But if we never hear, well, how are we going to hear? But you said, because I'm going to send a pastor. I'm going to send the word so you can hear who I am, so you can learn who I am. So when your trials come, when your tribulations come, you're standing on the rock. You're standing on the word. You're standing on truth. And God, we thank you for truth. We thank you, God, for truth. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. We thank you, God, even while we sleep, you're working it out. We thank you, God, for the dreams that you give us to allow us to know what's going on around us. Because, God, you show us people who we think is standing in our favor. But sometimes, Lord, you have to show us in a dream. And you show us what's going on. Because you don't want us to be ignorant. You want us to know. You want us to have wisdom and knowledge. You don't want us to be so full with the food in our mouth, still whining, still complaining, not grateful, not thankful. But we're thankful, God, and I pray for everybody on this line this morning, no matter what's going on, God, that you meet the need, that you open up the window from heaven, that you pour out the blessing, and that you rebuke the devils, because the devils come. But, Lord, that we don't be the people that don't pay the tithes and don't get the offerings. And then you say it's like putting it in pockets with holes, God. And we know we had it, but it fell out somewhere and we don't know where. Because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And so now we're looking. And we're looking and we can't find it. But I know, God. I know that if we bring the 10%, that you'll bless the 90. And the offering is what we want to give, God. And you will bless it too. And so I pray, God, that you will heal the saints. I pray, God, that you will deliver and set free. I pray, God, that you will cover us as we go out in the dangerous streets, God. That you would guide and direct us on which way to go. Because you're going to direct our path. But we got to acknowledge you. It ain't in us, but it's in you. And so, God, I pray, God, that those that's on the line that need strength, that you would give them the strength in their body. That you would clear their mind. That they'll know without a shadow of a doubt what it is that you're having them to do. But you will continue to be with us as we witness to other people, telling them about the goodness of God. Not the goodness of me, because you said that my righteousness, you said my goodness is as a filthy rag, or my righteousness is as a filthy rag. So, Lord, not about me, but about you. Because you, Lord, care about every little thing in our lives. So I speak, to every mountain that's in our way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I pull down every stronghold. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. I call it done by faith. Because you said with two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, God, on this morning, we thank you for being in our midst. And so I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, that we can call on the name of Jesus and he hears and answers our prayer. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord where you are. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's holy. He's kind. Lift your hands where you are. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name, God. You're wonderful, God. Hallelujah. You're awesome, Jesus. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. People of God, make sure all day you have a mind of worship. All day you have a thought of those that think on the goodness of Jesus. Ha-ha. And all that he's done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make your soul say yes. Make your soul say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure you think on him all day long. Hallelujah. It's like a cough, you know. It says continually seek him. And as you continually seek the Lord, hallelujah, he will hear and he will answer your prayers. I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to Sister Pat. Are you available still? I see you on, but you're not talking. Unmute your line. There you go. There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sister Pat, it's your turn. I'm going to open the line up for you.
Okay. My topic is train up a child in the way they should go. Proverbs 22:6 is my scripture. Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Fathers, do not provoke your child unless they become discouraged. And Deuteronomy 6 says, 6:6, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlet between your eyes. And you father, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admiration of the Lord. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And Psalms 127:4 says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are children of one use. We declare that the womb and the babies are blessed, and the baby shall prosper as he is and be in good health. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, I ordained you for a prophet in the nation. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Their names are not heard in the street, I declare and decree that their names are not on the jail rosters. They are planted in the house of the Lord. All the spiritual gifts operating and the fivefold ministry and the fruits of the Spirit. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you shall show forth the praises. Excuse me.
but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and of the spirit and of the joint and the marrow and of a discernment of the thought and the intent of the heart. The king of the earth and all the people, prince and all judges of the earth, both young men and maids, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. He is our very present help. He is the light of the world, and in him is no darkness. Lord, let us walk in unity. Let us walk and work and do the work of the Lord God. And we teach our children the way of the Lord thy God. Lord, we thank you for our hands of protection around our children as they go back and forth to school and work in their destiny, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping them safe. They are the leaders of tomorrow, God. And we thank you, God, that they are mighty men and women of God. Lord, order your steps, order their steps in your word, and let not our iniquity have dominion over God. Lord, we thank you for being their lifeline, God. We thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit into their hearts and minds. Lord, let this mind be in our children, which is also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and became a bondservant. Lord, we thank you for what you already done. And we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for who you are and what we are in you, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit into our youth. They are the leaders of tomorrow, God. And we thank you, God, for doing the work in them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, open doors, God, that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, God. Lord, let them walk in thy destiny. And that their destiny is attached to you, Almighty God. And they can't fail with the word of the Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that they are doers of the word, God. They hear the word, they follow your word, God. And we thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit into our children, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus, that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Lord, we thank you and praise you, God, for who you are and what we are in you, Christ Jesus, that we are more than a conqueror in him that loves us, that we are not defeated. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, let our prayers, God. Lord, let us pray with power and demonstration, God. Lord, that we are sitting on a hill interceding for the world, God. And we can't come down till our assignment is complete, God. Lord, let us walk, God, upright before you, God. Lord, let us bring up our children in the house of the Lord God, that your word is rooted and grounded in them, God, that they all will follow after you, Christ Jesus. Lord, let your people, God, that don't know you, God, become children of the living God. We thank you, God, for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. Lord, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps in your word, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. And greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord. And greater work shall we do. Lord, we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our deliverer, our healer, God. We thank you, God, for wheels of knowledge, understanding, and revelation knowledge, God. Lord, do a new thing in us, God. We praise you, God, for your word, God. Lord, let your word, God, be alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration in us, Lord. Lord, let us hear ye the word of the Lord, God. And let us follow after you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for your son. We thank you, God, for blessing us. Blessing our going in and our coming out, God. We praise you, God. We honor you, Lord. Lord, let us lay at the feet of Jesus. Lord, fill us up, Lord. Wash us with your hyssop, Lord. Lord, let us look like you, God. Let us have your character, God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I turn it over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank you. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank him for giving his son. He died on the cross for us. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. As I was saying, make sure you seek the Lord all day long. Seek him while he may be found. Seek him. Hallelujah. Says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Make sure you seek him all day. Hallelujah. And everything you desire will be added. We give God glory, honor, and praise. Praise the name of Jesus. If you want to become a prayer lead, you can do that by calling the church office, which is 216-475-6327. If you want to be a lead or a host, we're looking for you. If we're praying that the Lord speaks to you in regards to hosting and praying and seeking the Lord on a daily basis. All right. Again, that number is 216-475-6327. And also, if you want to stay connected to the ministry, you can do that by texting the word maximize to 55444. Again, that's 55444. And then type in the word maximize, okay? All right, I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to Minister Andre.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Got God on my mind and my mind on God. In the name of Jesus. You like that? I do too. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're here to pray. Our scripture will be coming from Romans, I believe Romans, the third chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Romans, the third chapter. And I believe it's the 12th verse, I believe. Well, okay, help me, Jesus, to see where I'm at right now in the name of Jesus. But it says there is, what scripture is that? Yeah, that is the 10th verse, Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 10th verse. And it reads, there is no one righteous, not even one. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. The book of Romans, while the four gospels recounts the life of Jesus Christ, the book of Romans explores the significance of his sacrificial death. As such, it has been called the gospel according to Paul. In the question and answer format, Romans is the most systematic presentation of the gospel in the Bible. But the good news is more than a theology to ponder on. It is a life to be lived, a life of righteousness befitting one whom God declares justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word again and sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning, Jesus, hallelujah, for you have delivered us, Lord, from the bondage of death and sin in the grave, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing, your blessings, and your deliverance, Lord Jesus. We were all caught up in sin, and we thank you, Lord, that you were the only one that could set us free, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from the law of sin and death, Jesus. We thank you right now. We praise your holy name this morning, Lord. For who the Son has set free is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord, for this privilege this morning, Lord, to praise and magnify your name, Lord, with the saints of the Most High. On our prayer line service this morning, Lord, we are praying for those that are going through right now the prayer needs. Rachel, we're praying for Brother Barry, Lord. Whatever's going on in their lives, Lord Jesus, you know, Lord. We ask you to fix it for them, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Jesus. Have your way this morning, Jesus. Bless all the mothers of the church, Lord. Bless all the mothers, Lord Jesus, that the backbone of the ministry, Lord. Give them the strength they need, Jesus. Thank you for them getting on their knees praying for us, Lord. Somebody prayed for me, Lord Jesus, to be saved. And I thank you for my grandmother, Lord. I thank you for all the mothers, Lord Jesus, that are praying for us on this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for deliverance today, Lord Jesus. We receive your blessings this morning, Lord. We receive them, Lord Jesus. We open our hearts up to you, Lord Jesus. We humble ourselves to you this morning. Let your will be done in our minds. Let your will be done in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done in our souls, Lord. We yield our bodies to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We yield our members to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to be subject to you, Lord. We want to obey, Lord, what you gave us victory to have, Lord. A relationship with you again, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us reconciliation this morning. That we can come to the throne boldly, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We offer up the sacrifice of praise to you this morning. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to always pray and faint not. Help us to always be ready to pray, Lord Jesus. When you come, Lord, help us to help you to find us doing what we're supposed to be doing, Lord. Let your oil be in our lamps, Lord. Let us be the light that we're supposed to be in the world, Jesus. Let us be the salt that you made us to be, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for enlarging our territory this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we can seize the moment, Lord, to do your world, to do your will, Lord Jesus, to walk in your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can endure hardship, Lord, like good soldiers, Lord. You've given us the strength this morning, Lord, to stand for you, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace and your love, Lord Jesus. We pray for all those that are on this prayer line, Lord. Strengthen, Lord Jesus. Keep your word down on the inside of us, Lord. We can run to you this morning, no matter what the situation is. No matter what it looks like, we can trust in you, Lord. You supply all of our needs, Lord Jesus. Like I said before, we can relax in you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We cast all our cares on you this morning, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you look down on those, the immigrants, what they're going through, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus. Let what they're going through find you somewhere in the midst, Lord Jesus. Help them to cry out to the only living God, Lord Jesus. For you are a savior of the world. You died for the whole world. And we thank you, Lord, that you included all races, all genders, Lord. Help those that have identity crisis, Lord Jesus. And the devil got their mind all twisted that they don't know who they are, man or woman, Lord Jesus. Give them the understanding, Lord, of their purpose, their identity in you, the man or woman. You created them, Lord. You told them what they should do, Lord. Be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. They must be born again, Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus. Fill them with your spirit, Lord Jesus. They need saving in the name of Jesus. Bring the transformation to their lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that's pleasing in your sight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are praying for the whole nation, Lord. Everything that's going on in the nation, we are praying, Lord Jesus, that you put your divine hand intervention into it, Lord. That you're going to bring out the right outcome, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that we know that you are in control, Lord. You have the final say-so, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know we're on the winning side. Hallelujah. You have prepared a place for us, Lord. We fight for incorruptible crown, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're sojourners, hallelujah. This is not our home, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you said you want a way to prepare a place for us. And you coming back again, Lord, to receive us unto you, Jesus. And we're looking forward to that, Lord Jesus. We holding on to our faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to continue to pray and fast, Lord. Can't be a Christian without a prayer life and a fast life, Lord, and a fasting life. You can't call yourself a Christian if you're not praying and fasting. Because that's one of the things that you said you did, Lord. You was a prime example to us. You rose up early in the morning and departed into a single solitary place and prayed. You prayed 40 days and fasted 40 nights, Lord. You went in the garden and prayed 3 hours, Lord Jesus. So help us to pray, Lord Jesus. Help us to have the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you today, Lord Jesus. We lift you up, Lord Jesus, for what you have done and what you're doing and what you're going to do, Jesus, in our lives, Lord. And we thank you for our pastor. We thank you for Pastor Lenore always being faithful and stepping in, Lord Jesus, where she's needed to, Lord. We thank you for our bishop, Lord. We thank you for all the pastors and ministers, leaders on this prayer line this morning, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay strong in you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to meet our needs, Lord, as only you can. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Ghost. It's transferable. Hallelujah. Thank you for transferring it to us, Lord. Help us to transfer it to others that we come in contact with. In your name, Lord, we rebuke the enemy right now and all his devices. We come against it in the power and authority in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your spirit down on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. This time I turn it back over to our own Pastor Lenore.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Andre. Hallelujah. Said that the Holy Ghost or the Spirit is transferable. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And only way you can transfer it is if you talk to somebody, tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus Christ and how good he's been to you. Hallelujah. How he transformed your life, how he delivered you and set you free. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We worship him this morning. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We worship him. We glorify him. Make sure you share this prayer line with all your family and your friends, everybody you can come in contact to. This is a tool that you can use. Hallelujah. To share the goodness of Jesus Christ. We're here on the line for an hour every day at 8 o'clock. And so I encourage you all to tell somebody. Make sure you tell somebody about the line and share it. And it, you can pray for them, but if they want continuous prayer, they can join us every day at 8 o'clock. All right. Again, we're looking for prayer leads and prayer hosts. If you would like to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, or if the Lord has spoken to you about being a prayer lead or a prayer host for this ministry, call 216-475-6327. Again, that number is 216-475-6327. And remember, our partners support. They support with their time. They support with their attendance. Hallelujah. And they support with their monies. And if you are so inclined to give on today, you can do that at our Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark. Again, it's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209 just to support the ministry so we can reach more people, so we can stretch our arms and help somebody that's going through. Again, as you give, the ministry grows. All right, it's my turn to pray, and my scripture that I've been given is Psalms 119 and 105. Again, Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. Again, thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. Hallelujah. Praise God that his word is impacting us. In Psalms 119 and 10, verse 11, it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." Again, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made. This is your day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for every individual that called in on today, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would meet their needs, God. God, we pray in the matchless name of Jesus that every ailment and every sickness will be healed, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for all those that are on our sick list, God. God, we pray for Sister LaTanya. We pray for LaShonda's grandchild. We pray for Monzella. We pray for Mercedes. We pray for Brother Billy. We pray for Linda and Rachel, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would pour in the oil and the wine, God, in our sick list, on our prayer list, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that by your stripes they are healed. We thank you, God. We thank you that you did it on the cross for us, God, that by your stripes, those 39 stripes that you took, God, hallelujah, that healed us, that gave us the strength, that gave us salvation, and we thank you for it, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again for everybody that's on this prayer line, that every need is met, every emotional need, every mental need, every physical need, every financial need is met in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we pray against the enemy that you would come in like a flood against them, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. We thank you, God, that you would lift up a standard against them, God. God, we thank you, God, that your word is like a light unto our path, God. And we thank you that, hallelujah, you are there, God. We thank you that as we think on those things that are true and those things that are honest and those things that are just and those things that are pure, God, hallelujah, and those things that are lovely and of good report, as we think on these things, God, hallelujah, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God, hallelujah. We thank you for thinking on those things that are virtuous, God. God, we praise you, hallelujah, that as our day goes throughout the day, as we go throughout this day, God, that it'll be blessed, God. We thank you, God, for opening doors that no man can open, God. And we thank you for favor, God. God, we thank you for jobs. We thank you for promotions, God. We thank you and we praise you for increase, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you have poured in the oil and the wine over whatever situations we have, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that every need is met, God. Hallelujah. Every desire, every want, hallelujah, is met in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. You give us the desires of our heart, and we thank you for that, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that your perfect will is being done in our life. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for goodness and mercy following us throughout our day, throughout our life, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for settling in our spirit, hallelujah, that you are there, God. We thank you for being comfortable with who we are, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for our makeup, our spiritual growth, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Have your way in our life. Move by your spirit, God. Yes, God, we want more of you. Yes, God, we want more of your word. Yes, God, hallelujah. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your word, God. Yes to your ways, God. We say yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We speak a yes to our spirits, God, from our soul, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, whatever come our way, we say yes to it, God. God, we thank you that your perfect will is being done in our life. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper and all those that rise up will fall. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for lifting up again that standard against the enemy. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for speaking your word plain and clear to us, God. God, we thank you that our ears are open, God. God, we thank you that our spirit is willing, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Put somebody in our path on this day, God, that we can share the goodness of your dying on the cross with, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that as we share, God, the anointing is going to come forth. The anointing is going to break yokes. The anointing is going to minister to that person, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. God, we thank you for the perfect word being spoken to the person that you're putting in our path, God. God, we thank you that a delivering word, God, that a freeing word, God, is going to come forth, God. Use us, God. Use us for your glory, God. Use us as a tool in your quiver, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Have your way in our life. Move by your spirit, God. Again, we pray for all those that are sick on the prayer list, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for every prayer that is needed, God. We thank you and we glorify your name. Have your way, God. With the doctors, use them for your glory, God. God, let them see what is there, God. We pray in Jesus' name that as they diagnose it, God, it'll be a correct diagnosis, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would, again, use the doctors for your glory, God. Use them as a tool. Use the medicine for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Let the people as they're off at work and doing your will, God, that when they come back home, everything will be all right, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. You're holy, God. You're wonderful and you're kind, God. You're lovely, God. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah. We worship you on this morning, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for this ministry, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that someone, hallelujah, will call in and this would be a refuge for their soul, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that someone will call in and deliverance will take forth, God. God, we thank you that someone will call in, hallelujah, and the anointing will break yokes, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that someone will call in, God, and salvation will come forth, God. God, we thank you for saving souls from this line, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that the anointing rests upon this prayer line in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. Your delivering power, God. Your mind regulating power, God. Your soul searching power, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that as your power go forth, as your delivering power go forth, as your saving power go forth, God, that they'll come back as a living testimony, God, telling of the goodness of God and what all you've done for them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah for testimonies coming forth on this line. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that at least, hallelujah, twice, three, four, five, seven times a month, God, hallelujah, somebody is going to be saved from this particular line, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for our visionary, Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, as you give them vision, God, that we would be the hands that work the vision, God, that activate the vision, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for your goodness and your greatness and your mercy, God. Speak to our hearts, God.
speak to our hearts, God. Use us again, like I said, for your glory, God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to your word, God. Hallelujah. Less of us and more of you, God. Less of our will and more of your will, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer line in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer line in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood that reaches, hallelujah, the blood, hallelujah, that flows, the blood. When we can't be there, God, you, the blood can be there, God. God, when we can't heal, God, the blood can heal, God. Hallelujah. When we don't know what to say, God, the blood, hallelujah, covers, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, for showing up and showing out, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for your word being real in our life, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, again, for this ministry, for everything that's attached to it, everybody that's attached to it. We thank you for all the prayer leads, all the prayer hosts, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we can't give you enough glory. You've been so good to us, God. You've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. And so we worship you on that, God. We glorify your name on that, God. You're holy, God. Hallelujah. You're wonderful, God. Yes, yes, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up now in the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus Christ, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are King of Kings. And Lord of
Lords,
God, you are the great
Hallelujah.
I am, God. You are the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you.
Master of Masters,
yes.
We thank you.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord. God, we really bless you. You are the great I am, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my God. You are King of Kings. And we reverence you this morning. And we love the praise. We say,
Thank you, Lord. We worship the Lord this morning. We lift him up. Hallelujah. Thank you for worshiping this with us this morning. Thank you for joining this prayer service. Hallelujah. Again, keep your mind stayed on him because he'll keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In every way, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Remember to share the prayer line with everyone you know. Share it with everyone you know. And if you're so inclined to give, you can do it at our Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. Go to our website, ekcministries.org. Peruse it. There's a lot of things on there. It's a lot of teaching material. It's all kind of stuff on our website, ekcministries.org. You can also upload your 1 minute or less GPS, guiding people to salvation. If you can't talk, if you don't know what to say to somebody, at least share your testimony and we'll say it for you. We'll make sure, even if it's an audio, but it needs to be 1 minute or less, and we will make sure that it reaches the masses. All right, people of God, God bless you. Thank you for joining us again this morning. We worship the Lord together.